Sally Field is starring in the new film Eye for an Eye. She plays a woman who becomes a vigilante after her daughter is murdered and the killer is let off on a technicality. On this archive edition, we have an interview with Field about her early career. She began her acting career starring in the TV sitcoms Gidget and The Flying Nun. It took a while for her to be taken seriously as a film actress, but her work has been rewarded with 2 Academy Awards for her roles as a union organizer in Norma Rae and as a widow struggling to hold her family and her farm together in Places in the Heart. I spoke with her in 1988 after the release of her film Punchline. When you went up to receive your Academy Award for Places in the Heart, you said, sounding surprised, to the audience, "You like me." Was it hard for you to feel that you were respected in your field after the TV series that you started off with, the Gidget and the Flying Nun series?
Well, I'm sure that it was and has been in the past, but I think that my particular response to that was just, you know, flat out the sort of enormous feeling you get when either you're getting a standing ovation and you've just given a performance, or your peers, you realize that your peers have voted for you on such an important thing. It, as ridiculous as it sounds, it's an overwhelming feeling of, oh my gosh. And also there was a red light flashing and I had, you know, 2 seconds to say what was really in my heart or just BS everybody. So I just said what the bottom line feeling was, is this sort of overwhelming a feeling of affection and gratitude, and letting the people know how deeply it means to you, to any performer who gets that, whether it be a standing ovation for a particular performance or getting an Oscar. Nothing feels the same to a performer.
Mm-hmm. TV audiences were first introduced to you in the role of Gidget. Now, I was wondering, you know, her personality is as this pert, lovable teenager. Were you a teenager at all in that mode?
Oh, yeah. I got Gidget because I was Gidget on one level. I mean, there was another dark level to me that stayed hidden, that came out in later work. But the level of me that was the easiest to present to people was the Gidget side of myself. You know, the all-American, giggling little thing, little American girl. And I always was that. I fit into that mold so easily as a young woman growing up in 1964 and the late 1950s. It was someplace for me to feel that I was fine. You know, I fit. It was when Sandra Dee was the number one box office female star, and I seemed to be a place for me to live, as far as I knew, and all the other colors seemed to be totally unacceptable. So Gidget was very easy for me.
Then from Gidget, you played The Flying Nun, which I understand that you first turned down and then accepted.
Who wouldn't? I turned it down. I know that there are people in this country who like it. I don't mean to say that there's anything wrong with them, but I didn't like it. And I did it primarily because I was frightened.
That you'd sink without a trace?
Yeah, that I would. I had several people around me at the time who said, "Do it, do it. This is all you've got." And I think I was too frightened at the time to reach out for my dreams. But, you know, and that's what it's about. To have the courage to reach out for your dreams. When I was 19 years old and I had done my first television series, I didn't have the guts. I thought I had the talent, and I certainly had the desire to act, but I didn't have the guts to walk away from television and say, go to New York and study and live in a small apartment and do off Broadway, which I think somewhere was my dream, but I was frightened. I was frightened to leave. I'd never been out of California. I'd never been on an airplane, and I was really unsophisticated.
Well, you did something pretty gutsy shortly after The Flying Nun. If I understand this correctly, you fired your agent and your business manager after The Flying Nun, and I was wondering what the last straw was that made you dump them and find other people.
I think it was this the third television series I did called A Girl With Something Extra, which, you see, you don't even know about. So.
That's right.
It had nothing extra whatsoever, except it was, I think, the last straw. It was the final kicker where I said, you know what, I've got nowhere to go except down. So why not just go for the things you want to be? What are you waiting for? And I think that that was, I mean, it wasn't like one day I woke up and stretched and said, ah, yes, go for those things. I mean, it was gradual, but it you know, these things, it started to build. It took years and years of it sort of eating away at me and burning a hole in my pocket until I realized I had to make a move. I had to go point myself in a different direction.
What was your strategy for doing that?
I don't think I had any strategy at all. I think I was simply going on just sheer instinct. I don't think I had it worked out. I don't think I was really sure as to what feelings were going on inside of me. I was angry at myself and all sorts of things. I had two children. I was supporting the children. I was scared. You know, these things. And having children, you know, as people know, it changes your life. And I had two little children, and I think I just felt if I was capable of taking care of them, then I was capable of taking care of myself. And I think I felt I had to get out and fight for them. And I think that probably propelled me forward.
I think of it as being Sybil. I think of Sybil as being the role that really turned your career around. You got to play a multiple personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that was plenty of opportunities for great acting in something like that.
Yeah. Well, that was certainly my opportunity to really do what I had trained and worked mm-hmm. and so hard to do. I got a break before that, which really got me in to read for Sybil, which was in this little Bob Rafelson film called Stay Hungry with Jeff Bridges and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
That I think that was my industry kind of break, even though the public didn't see it. And then I got to do Sybil, and I think things started to turn. But it's all very gradual. I don't, you know, still it was a long time before Norma came along. And it's a long time of just, you know, having to be very certain that you're going to make it, that you've got it.
Sally Field, recorded in 1988. She's starring in the new film, Eye for an Eye. This is Fresh Air.